Live from New York City.
New York City.
In New York City, the greatest city in the world.
Broadcasting around the world, you're listening to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast with Cashwain Campbell. He's a top real estate broker, investor, and author. It's real estate coaching for you. We interview some of the top leaders in our industry. Here is Cashwain. Cashwain.
Hey guys, it's Cashwain Campbell here. Just wanted to jump on tonight. I am actually recording the Real Estate Coaching Podcast, and I'm also on the Get Cash with Cash show live on Facebook, YouTube, and all the other platforms. So I'm excited to be here. Today, I wanted to speak to you guys about cold calling, how you can become a more effective cold caller. How can we get better at that, right? And a lot of people are nervous about actually making cold calls, right? It's a fear of calling people that you don't actually know, right? It can scare so many people by just hitting the phones, right? But, you know, we speak to people that we don't know every day. We meet new people all the time. And I'm pretty sure that you can agree, you know, that's one thing that we do. We meet people and we have to speak to them, right? So it's the same thing with cold calling. You know, you have to get over your fear of cold calling. Now, really, what's cold calling? What's fear? Fear is false evidence appearing real, right? I was like that too, where I was nervous to make my phone calls, right? I would come into the office and I'll be terrified of picking up the phone. But what I started to do is really relax my mind and get into the mindset and understand that these people do not know who I am, right? And it's not like somebody who I know where I'm going to see them again. With these people, I'll never see them again. So what's the sense of being nervous on the phone? For what reason, right? So I had to get to the point where I understood that these people would never see me again, and I had to build my confidence. So when I came into the office, I had a different mindset when I came in, you know, and I'm going to give you guys five tips. Actually, I'm going to throw in a bonus. I'm going to give you guys six tips today to help you to get out of your fear of hitting the phones or cold calling. That's what we call it. So right now you are listening to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast. You're also watching the Get Cash with Cash show, and that's on my YouTube channel. That's on my Facebook page, all right? So now, what are my tips to help you to get out of the fear of making phone calls, okay? One of the tips I would give you guys is choose your leads before getting on the phone. Understand what leads you're gonna be calling, okay? So understand what leads you're gonna be calling and what to say to those leads, okay? And that's one of the things in the beginning that was an issue for me, okay? I had an issue with finding the leads to call, right? You have to find the leads to call in the beginning. And as you find those leads, you're gonna practice what you're gonna say to those leads, which is gonna help you to get better on the phones, all right? So guys, give me 1 minute. I just wanna send out this live. I just want to share it real quickly. Just give me a minute. Let me just push it out there so some people can join us. Let me just push this out there real quickly. Push this out there real quickly. All right, guys. So I'm going to jump back into the conversation really quickly. I just want to share this live really quick. All right, there we go. All right. So Today, guys, I'm speaking about five tips to help you to become a more successful cold caller. You know, and for those of you who know me, a lot of what I do is cold calling. A lot of what my team does is cold calling. We were able to secure 10 listings last week, primarily from cold calling. You know, and I have people from other brokerages ask me, hey, how do you guys, you know, cold call? How do you guys develop the confidence to hit the phones? What are you guys doing to be so comfortable on the phone? So I decided, you know what, I wanted to do five tips today that I want to teach you guys, that I teach my team, the five tips that I go over with them usually to help them to get more comfortable on the phones. And again, like I said in the beginning of this show, cold calling is one of the things that many people fear in this business, is jumping on the phone and speaking to a stranger. You know, so I want to just, you know, teach you guys how you can become more comfortable today and start making more calls starting today, right? So the first thing I said is choose your leads in advance. So you want to go ahead and choose your leads in advance. So if you're going to be calling FSBOs, for sale by owners, you need to go ahead and choose those leads and make sure you know what you're calling. If you're going to be calling expireds, you need to choose the expireds and know what what type of lead you're going to be calling. Because when you know the type of lead that you're going to be calling in advance, it helps you to become more comfortable on the phone. So if I know that I'm going to be circle prospecting or farming, when I get on the phone, it helps me to be more comfortable because I already have everything planned. I already have the whole session planned out. Okay. Number two is have a script, you know, especially for the newer agents or even veteran agents. You want to have a script. A script is going to help you to understand what to say. You don't have to read the script step by step, but you don't have to read the script line by line, but you should have a basic concept of what you're going to be saying to this particular lead. It's very important, you know, and the script gives you an actual outline. It's kind of like you're baking a cake and you just started baking the cake. You didn't even read the instructions. You just started putting the cake together, right? It's going to be all over the place. But when you actually have a script, so if I'm calling for sale by owners, I actually have a script in front of me and I'm going off of the script. You know, and the script has certain questions. Remember, in a sales conversation, whoever is asking the questions is ultimately in control. So a lot of these sales scripts are designed in a series of questions because whoever is asking the questions is ultimately in control. You know, like the expired script, you know, how soon do you plan on moving? Okay. You know, what do you plan on moving to next? How soon do you have to get there? Okay. What's taking you there? These are questions that you need to have in your arsenal, and that's what keeps the conversation going. So you need to have a script. A script is an outline. And once you have the script, now you become really comfortable and you can flow without a script, right? And I've memorized all of these scripts now, right? I've internalized them. So now when I get on the phone with the seller, it naturally flows, okay? It naturally flows and I can add in my own ingredients. So again, it's just like baking a cake or making your favorite recipe, right? At first, when you first start looking at the instructions, you're going like ingredient for ingredient. And then after you learn the ingredients, then you're like, all right, you know what? Let me add a little bit of my own spices. Let me add a little bit of this. Let me add a little bit of that. So that's what a script does. A script gives you the outline. Then from the script, you're able to internalize it and bring it into your own words. All right. Another thing I like to do when I'm prospecting is I like to stand up, right? Many people would say it doesn't matter, but I like to stand up when I'm prospecting. I don't know, it just makes me feel more comfortable, right? And you also have to find a place with minimal distractions. So when you are prospecting, like here in my office, you know, I have my own office, so I could put the lock on the door and I could put a do not disturb sign when I'm prospecting and I'm focused and I'm not really worried about any distractions. So whenever you are prospecting, you want to have a space where there's not much distractions, especially if you're using like a Mojo Dial or a Vulcan 7, something like that, where it's fast paced. You know, when I prospect, I use a three-line dialer, which is Mojo Dialer. So I need to be 100% focused, because if I'm not 100% focused, I can disposition the leads all over the place, right? I can, if it was a contact, I need to disposition it as a contact. If it was a voicemail, because the next time I'm calling these leads, I need to make sure that everything is accurate. So you need to be in a place where you do not have much distractions when prospecting. It's the reality, all right? The next thing is you want to be cool on the phone. Now, what does be cool on the phone mean, right? You want to be comfortable, right? Like when I'm doing this live, you know, I've been doing this for many, many years. I've been doing these videos for years. I am very comfortable as I'm speaking to you, right? It's like I'm speaking to you one-on-one. So that's the same way you want to be on the phone. You want to be a natural. It's like you're speaking to the seller face to face, right? So ultimately, you want to be cool on the phone. Do not be, you don't want to be an awkward person, right? And I've seen that happen. It has happened with me in the beginning when I first started to cold call. The seller will ask something, and then you know, it's lack of information. I didn't know that I didn't know, and I did know that I didn't know. Let's put it that way. I did know that I didn't know. So it's just very important, guys, that you know you're cool on the phone. If it's something that you don't understand, let them know that you'll get back to them. You just have to touch bases with you know, someone in your office to get back to them with the information. People like it when you're honest. People like it if you don't know that you, if you don't know an answer to something and you tell someone, I'm going to get back to you, they're comfortable. Usually people are comfortable with that versus you trying to answer the question and you're giving them wrong information. The worst thing you want to happen is, yes, you're being cool, but you're giving wrong information and the person finds out what you told them was wrong information, right? That's the worst thing. So you want to be cool on the phone, be a natural, like you're speaking to a friend, right? But you still want to keep it professional, all right? The next thing I would say is be consistent, right? So if you're going to start cold calling and reaching out to people and trying to make connections, you need to be consistent. Don't say you're going to call for sale by owners today and don't call tomorrow. If you're going to call expireds, don't say you're going to call expireds today and don't call again. So you want to have a schedule. Consistency breaks down to, consistency comes down to an actual schedule, okay? When I come into the office every day, I have a schedule. I time block. You know, my team, I have 150 agents here. We you know, they are trained to manage time. You know, one of the things with real estate agents is we're all over the place. You know, we can get up today and go to the spa, not just we can get up today, go get our hair done, go get our nails done. We can do whatever because we have that free time, right? So we want to make sure we are consistent when we are prospecting at all times, okay? Next thing we want to do is role play, okay? We want to role play, all right? So if there are other people in your office, you know, you want to role play. If there's a script, you want to practice the script with other people. You know, another thing you can do before you jump on the phones in your office, you know, go in the bathroom. There's a mirror right here. There's a mirror in my bathroom. I tell the agents, go in the bathroom and practice in the mirror. Watch yourself, your mannerism. What you, how you say things, right? These are things that help you to get more comfortable on the phone. And one thing I see in our industry is there's no one really practices. Like I don't get it. Like, no one practices, right? You have the top producers, and I interview them all, interview top producers all the time on my podcast. And one thing I would hear is that I practice the script before I call, right? In boxing, you have championship boxers who train before they take a championship fight, right? You have basketball players who go to practice before they start the new season, right? There's summer camp, right? In all other industries, people practice. But in the real estate industry, a lot of agents just wing it. I don't get it. All right, cool. I'm just going to wing it. I'm not going to practice my script. I'm not going to do any preparation. I'm just going to jump on the phone today and we're just going to make some calls and see what happens, right? You should be calculated. And when you practice, yes, you are calculated when you practice. You understand that I am going to internalize these scripts. I'm going to get really good at these scripts. Like, when I first started cold calling, that was one of the things that I used to do in the beginning. I would spend 30 minutes practicing the scripts. Today, I don't need a script. Put me in front of anyone. I wear them down, right? Because I internalize the script, okay? With the expired script, what their questions are in there, you should know. When you sell your home, where are you moving to next? What's taking you there? How soon do you have to be there? What do you think stopped your home from selling? What made you choose the last agent? Or you can rephrase that. How did you happen to choose the last agent? Okay. Well, my wife chose him. What do you like that agent did best? What do you think they could have done better? Okay. These are questions that you should know when you are prospecting. And the only way to know it is if you practice your scripts. You can put me anywhere. You could put me in a grocery store today and I run into a FSBO and I'm going to have those scripts memorized, because you never know. You can run into a FSBO just walking through the community. You can run into a FSBO shopping in the mall. You can run into someone who said my listing just expired in the grocery store. But what are you going to do? Pull up your phone and let me look up the script real quick, right? You should have these scripts as a professional. You should have these things already internalized. And the best way to do it is every day for 30 minutes, you need to rehearse the scripts. It's the reality. I have 150 agents here, and this is what I train them on. Every day for 30 minutes, you need to rehearse your scripts. Why is it that you have championship boxers like a Floyd Mayweather who practices for months for a fight, and you have a real estate agent who doesn't practice at all and gets on the phones, right? You're going to get knocked out. Right. If this was boxing, you will be knocked out. TKO. So if you would like to get good, you would like to be a phenomenal agent, you need to get better at internalizing the scripts and then role play with people in your office. You know, if there's no one in your office, role play with your husband or wife. Okay. Right. If there's no one around, go in the mirror and practice the scripts, right? I've been doing sales for a very long time. And that's one of the things that I've learned is the scripts will help you, okay? And obviously, we're not going to use the script word for word. The questions that I just went over, that's an expired script. But you can always intro. The intro is great, but it's really the body of the script, the questions. Because when it comes down to a sales conversation, whoever is asking the questions is in control, right? What do I mean? Okay, so if you're on a call with a seller and the seller now throws a question at you, especially as a new agent, it's like boxing, right? You don't want to be against the ropes. So the seller, now you're in the ring with the seller. Let's look at this from a different perspective. You're in the ring with the seller. You throw a jab. That's a question. Imagine. You throw a jab. That's a question. Seller answers your question, then jabs back with the question. Now the seller has you against the ropes because he gave you a hard hit with that question. Now he's hitting you with questions, especially as a new agent. You're stuck on the phone. What do you need to do? You need to start asking questions. You need to answer his question, then start asking him questions. Now you took back control of the fight. You took back control of the conversation. That's the way it works, guys. That's one of the secrets to getting to the appointment, right? You're asking them a series of questions. You know, what's the condition of the property? Okay. You know, sellers love that question. What's the condition? When was the last time? When did you update? You know, when did you do the updates, right? You're asking the questions and they're answering, which leads us to the appointment. All right. So you want to practice definitely role play. Another thing is you want to listen. Okay. You want to listen as you prospect, because as I tell my agents, the seller will give you enough information usually to close them. People will give you enough information to close them. So I gave you guys like so many nuggets. It's past five tips. I gave you guys so many nuggets. But my main nugget here is listening, right? I went on and usually that's one of the things I do. I go on appointments with agents here in this office as the office manager. And I went on a FSBO appointment. And by once we got in the door and I started to really interact with this guy, I realized that we ultimately have this listing. But one thing that the agent did not catch, and I had to go over this with the agent, is the seller's biggest objection, right? We got past commission because that's usually, you know, what the FSBO's objection is, you know, commission. We got past that. But his second biggest objective is that he didn't have a place to go. Okay. Most agents, when they go into a listing appointment, they're there to sell the house. And this might have went over a few people's heads. They're there to get a listing. They're there to get the exclusive right to sell signed. That's usually why they're there, right? That's why we all are there. But listening is key, right? You can't just be there to get the exclusive right to sell signed. You can't just be there for that. You have to listen to the seller and you have to be there for them too, okay? What this guy was ultimately telling us is that he's not ready. He's ready to sell, but his problem is where he's going to go, right? So I was able to catch that immediately, that he was having a relocation issue and he wanted to go down to Florida. And I got him on the phone with a realtor that I knew in Florida immediately so she can start to help him with his relocation down there. Because I understood once he started to become comfortable and he can see the future and he can see that he's not going to be on the street, right? Once we list his home, he's not going to be on the street. He was more cooperative and we got the listing. Okay. So sometimes, again, people will give you enough information, give you enough to close them. You just have to listen to what they're saying. They're saying close me, but you just have to listen to what they're saying and be a problem solver. Don't go in there just to get the exclusive right to sell sign. Be a problem solver. I've had situations. Another thing that I do is I buy properties. If you know me here in New York, you know that I'm also an investor. You know, I've met with people who've met with five or six or seven investors, and they call me back because they like that I listened to them and I was there, and I listened to what they wanted, and I help them see exactly what they needed to do. Okay. A lot of the other investors went in there just giving cash offers and just wanted to buy the property. Okay. So be different, guys. One of the things, again, is listening. All right. Listening to the sellers. All right. Or buyers, right? Buyers are the same thing. Listen to your buyers. They will give you enough information to close them. All right. So guys, this is Cash Wayne Campbell. You know, if you like what you've heard today, you can go to my business page. Make sure you hit the like button. You can also go to my YouTube page. I'm going to put the link in the chat. You can see more of my content on what I put out there. If you don't know who I am, my name is Cash Wayne Campbell. I am the office manager here at Fave Realty in Baldwin, Long Island. I've created multiple six-figure earners. I currently train here. That's predominantly what I do now is I train in real estate coach. I also have the real estate course, the Connect to Six Figures course, where I get into the mind of a top producer. On my podcast, the Real Estate Coaching Podcast, I interview agents around the country who do 100 deals plus by themselves with no teams. You know, I like to highlight, you know, a lot of agents who are having a lot of success here in our field. I believe a blessing isn't truly a blessing until we can share it. And that's what I try to do is share it as much as we can. Wayne, welcome to the live. And guys, drop a comment. Also, again, you can like my my YouTube page. Make sure you go there and subscribe. I'm sorry. Subscribe to my YouTube page. And also make sure you subscribe to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast as well. All right. So I'm going to get ready to end the live. Make sure you like my business page as well. So my name is Cash Wayne Campbell. Thank you guys for jumping on to my live. I'll definitely see you guys on the beaches of the world, definitely at the bank. And I'm live all the time too. I'm live usually every day. So you can go to my pages. I'm live on YouTube. I'm live on Facebook. I'm also live on Instagram at the same time each and every day. All right. So I'll see you guys on the beaches of the world, definitely at the bank. You guys have a billion-dollar day. Enjoy.
To find out more on how you can get started in real estate, call 516-998-3099. And email all your questions and ideas for future podcasts to email cash with a K at cashwaynecampbell.com. Check out the links in the description to connect with Cash Wayne on social media. Thank you for listening to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast.